This year's class of Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders is a group like no other team in history. For starters, they will be the first to perform in the new home of the Vikings, U.S. Bank Stadium. Secondly, this year's team has been split into two major roles to help better serve the fans over the course of the historic season. There is the dance team and the ambassador team.
28 of those girls will be designated as our on-field dancers, and 14 of those ladies will be designated as our ambassadors. And so the dancers will obviously perform pregame, during all of the quarter breaks on the field, some half times, and throughout the game, cheering on the sidelines. And then the ambassadors will be visiting all of the 140 suites that we have in the new stadium, the six clubs, selling calendars in the concourse area, and then doing on-camera promotions that we might be involved in. Our footprint is just so big at the new stadium. It's so large that we needed to spread out and offer new roles.
There are a ton of details for these young women to keep track of as a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader. And thankfully, there's help. The MVC captains help the team in a number of ways, from exercise and glamour tips to public speaking and choreography advice. The MVC captains play a huge role on the team.
I think being a captain for the MVC is a huge honor. A lot of girls on this team are extremely qualified to be a captain. It's really rewarding to then be able to give back and try to help my teammates grow as well.
As a captain, you know, you're kind of expected to be a leader of the team that anyone can come to about anything, whether it's, you know, they need help with choreography and, you know, can you help me with the rest of this dance? I can't remember all of it or things like that. And if anyone's having any kind of problem or they just need some advice, we're here for them as someone they can come to who's not a coach, someone who they might feel more comfortable sharing personal information with or things like that.
I think it really just means being a leader and being that person that if anybody has a question, come talk to me. And just, I also think it's a big part of like bridging the gap between the coaches and the team, because there's 42 of us.
Being a captain on the MVC is truly a leadership role. The cheerleaders that make captain have to show that they have what it takes on and off the field.
To be a captain, you just have to have the experience, and you have to actually want to do the work of a captain. Some people maybe want it because it's a title and you get to say, hey, I'm the captain, but it actually is a lot of work. And you have to just really like to want that kind of work, you know, like extra rehearsals with your teammates outside, helping them, you know, maybe doing some spreadsheets or helping the coaches even more, a lot more behind the scenes work. But if you like it, then you should be good to go if you're a captain.
It's the experience, dedication, and hard work that make these MVC captains excellent role models for the rest of the team. The captains are the best of the best and represent the total package of what it means to be an MVC.
They're the most inspirational women you'll meet, because it is more than just flipping hair and looking pretty. They're girls who are out there volunteering in the communities. There's lawyers, there's doctors, they're intelligent women, and that's another reason why it's so cool to be a part of this, is these women are the best of the best.
The MVC captains are held to the highest standard and always bring their best to game days. They're not only role models to their fellow cheerleaders, but they're role models to many all across Vikings country.
At first, being a team captain, you might think like, oh, it's a lot of pressure, like do everything perfect. But once you just become it, it becomes easy and you just are being yourself. So it's been great to be a role model. I feel like a lot of those girls that I am a captain of, I was in their shoes. And, you know, I was on the training program for 1 year, and I know what it's like to not make it. So I think me just trying to never stop improving myself, it just shows them, like, you can do it. You know, if you want to be on the team, you can make it. And someday you maybe want to be a captain, you can do it too.
I think being an MVC in general, you're a role model for women and young girls across the country. But as a captain, you have to be kind of that ultimate. You're kind of everything all rolled up into one, and just kind of someone who's there for your team no matter what.
Coming up, get to know why dance has been such a life changer in the family for one MVC member. Plus, spend a day off with a second-year MVC member who does whatever it takes to make a difference in the Twin Cities community. and go into the classroom of a longtime MVC veteran who spends her days with another passion in life. That's next on the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. You made the team.